Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad, and with me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it's great to be with you as always.
It's great to be with you as well, Jack. Summer is winding down. The kids start school next week. Time is flying. How are things on your side of the world?
Really true. Time is flying. And, you know, I'm a summer guy, so I hate to see summer end. I hate to see us roll into September, but that's what's happening. Interesting news this week. Tesla Motors is returning to an old marketing scheme by offering cash for referrals. There's crankiness in Detroit as a union leader suggests that the CEO of a global automaker resign. It's a dispute over the reopening of a factory. We'll tell you who's who and the whys on that one coming up. On a happier note, Hagerty is getting ready to display some life-size versions of classic Hot Wheels vehicles on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. I'm going to ask you about Hot Wheels coming up, Chris. And the slow rollout of the electric vehicle charging network is getting a lot of people hot under the collar. Now the federal government is poised to spend more than $500 million in that effort. We'll tell you more. Chris is an expert on that. You think you're going to get more chargers in your town based on that, Chris?
I certainly hope so, Jack.
We shall see, right?
Yeah.
America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country, I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, how you can save some money on your car. And as you mentioned, Chris, Labor Day is upon us. Is it a big tourist weekend in your neck of the woods?
You know, it's funny, Jack. All summer long, we see all the Florida and New York license plates filing in, and then Labor Day weekend, they're all on the way out. So it'll be pretty quiet here after that.
Yeah, I'll bet. What vehicle will you be road testing this week?
I spent a week with the 2025 Infiniti QX80. It's a full-size luxury SUV, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I look forward to hearing about that. My test car this week was the 2024 Volkswagen ID4 Pro S. We'll tell you all about that later in the show. This week, our special guest is Mike Weller. He's brand manager for the Ford Bronco Sport. I had a chance to speak with him at length about the exciting changes to the 2025 Bronco Sport, so I think you'll enjoy hearing what he has to say. So we have a lot of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad back with you, and we're so...
I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day Sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. Thanks so much for joining us on America on the Road. We do appreciate it. And if you like the show, please pass it along to somebody who might also like the show. We'd love to have that and help the show grow, and that'll help us overall, so we'd appreciate that very much. Fascinating news this time around, Chris, about Tesla kind of re-upping on a marketing scheme that he used previously, using referrals. Then it kind of went away from it, and now the referrals are back, and it's offering up to $1,000 off the purchase of a Model S, a Model X, a Model Y, or a Model 3 when you use a particular referral code.
Well, I think if I'm Tesla or Elon Musk, I'm looking at other automakers and seeing the progress they've made with their electric vehicles, and I would probably look to boost my sales a little bit. This is a great way to do it for them.
Yeah, the good news is there's money in this for everybody. The person who provides the referral, typically a Tesla owner, will get a $500 credit, and that can be applied to a product, including vehicles. So, you know, $500 off a Tesla, not a bad thing, or Tesla gear or stuff like that. Tesla had scaled back on incentives, but it cut prices. It kind of goes back and forth on this. I think Tesla can move much quicker than the typical car company can because it doesn't have dealers. And so this seems to work out. They had feedback. They'd done some other kind of referrals where they were offering supercharger miles, things like that. That didn't go so well, but this seems to be going quite well. And this seems to be something people want. I mean, free money is something a lot of people want, right?
Yeah, and they don't spend money on advertising either. So this is, you know, yet another way for them to get out. And I have to say, there's nobody better to promote your products than the Tesla diehards, because they are seriously committed to those vehicles.
Boy, are they ever. Do you get a little flack from Tesla diehards when you're plugging in your Honda Prologue and doing that?
Well, we don't actually have any superchargers nearby. We have a few destination chargers, which are like the slower level twos, but no, none yet. I think it probably helps. The Honda Prologue looks like a normal vehicle, so it blends in pretty well with others on the road.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't get miserable stares and that kind of stuff. Here's something interesting. I'm not sure whether this is good labor relations, terrible labor relations or what, but union leader, a guy from the United Auto Workers Union, Kevin Gutinski, has suggested that Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares resign. Just quit. And this is the quote. I found this interesting. This is over a dispute over a plant opening in Belvidere, Illinois, a plant that's been closed for a while. I think the union was hoping it would reopen, and what's going on with Stellantis dictates that they don't do that. They don't need that production. But this is what Gutinski says about the CEO of this company, of Stellantis. I think he either needs to go and get someone close by him to work side by side with him to manage the company, because I don't think he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I don't know that that's, well, you know, I think union leaders have a tendency to strike out sometimes at CEOs of companies with which they are trying to negotiate. And maybe he doesn't really mean it. But I just kind of found that amusing as a way to deal
yeah,
with
that. That's a pretty strongly worded statement. But it's also interesting. It seems like Stellantis has run afoul of the union a few times in recent years, I'll say. I believe earlier this year there was a story where the union was upset with them for health and safety issues at one of their factories. And, you know, you just don't see too many of those things coming out of other automakers. So it is interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think Stellantis is struggling a bit, and that's a difficult thing for them. The unions would like them to open this plant, and there's just not the demand for vehicles that were previously built there. So I don't, you know, as a CEO, as you, much as you'd like to have more production, if you can't sell them, you can't do that and can't use them.
Yeah, so. True.
Here's a happier story. It's about Hot Wheels, and I'm curious about you and Hot Wheels. Were you as a kid, did you play with Hot Wheels? Do you think Hot Wheels were cool?
Oh, I did. I have a huge cardboard box full of them here that my daughter plays with, you know, sometimes. And occasionally I'll stop by the aisle and take a look and see if there's something that I want to pick up. And I sometimes buy them now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I like Hot Wheels, too. I kind of was almost an adult when Hot Wheels really kind of took hold. But this is cool because Hagerty, of course, Hagerty Insurance and those folks, Hagerty does a lot of stuff with collector cars, and they're going to be showing some full-size versions of some classic Hot Wheels vehicles on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. coming up in September, coming up pretty soon in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so, including a vehicle called the Beatnik Bandit, which was released in 1961. Hey, I was a kid in 1961. Why didn't I get that? You know, I wasn't 41 in 1961, I can tell you that. This is a vehicle that was styled by Ed Big Daddy Roth, a well-known car customizer. It was built on an Oldsmobile chassis, so that's going to be kind of cool. And then another vehicle they're going to show is a customized Dodge A100 pickup, which was redesigned, or kind of this version was designed by Harry Bradley, a guy I know, a car designer I know, and a very prominent car designer who kind of was the guru of Hot Wheels for years and years and years. So pretty cool to see full-size versions of these things, I think, are really, really cool.
Yeah, I love them. You know, the detail work that goes into these vehicles, looking at the Beatnik Bandit, I mean, they're completely impractical. But, man, the artistry and the craftsmanship in a lot of these vehicles are just amazing.
Yeah, very cool. Bradley, who I met later in his life, did a lot of great stuff and spoke actually at the Motor Press Guild, I think, at times, which is where I believe I met him. And this stuff is going to be shown on the National Mall, as I mentioned, between September 19th and September 22nd. Kind of a narrow window, but, you know, check it out. I think September 22nd is the best day to see it, because both of those vehicles will be on display then, and pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit about this $500 million that's going to boost the EV charging network. You know, I guess there's been some gnashing of teeth over a lot of money had been expended, I think, in IRA and some other, you know, major congressional legislation that had been passed. But the rollout has been very, very slow. And now I think they're trying to pick up the pace a bit. Well, I think one of the heads of the federal Highway Administration said that about the fact that just 7 EV charging stations had been deployed under this program recently was, you know, kind of a terrible result and kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, you've written about this. What's your take on this? Rollout has been extremely slow. I mean, I read those numbers this morning and I was shocked that there was so few that they had actually built. But I like the way it's structured, right? So depending on the state, the funds will be used for different measures. I think California is getting funding to build commercial hydrogen and electric fueling stations for trucks, like large trucks and vehicles. And a lot of them are that's aimed at serving what they call underserved communities or, you know, more rural areas, which, as we've talked about, like here in Maine, that'll be very helpful because, you know, we have one high speed charger here in my town and the next one is 30 or 40 minutes away. So it's all going to be helpful for EV owners.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be. And I'd like to see a quicker rollout. At the same time, it's kind of interesting to me. We don't see federally funded rollouts of gas stations. And I'm wondering, and maybe you understand it, because I certainly don't, why we can't have a similar kind of situation where commercial profit-oriented companies get into this business and roll these things out themselves without requiring $500 million in federal funds.
Yeah, I don't have a good explanation for that one, but I will say I think the order of events here has been kind of cart before the horse or egg before the chicken, however you want to put it. We went whole hog on promoting electric vehicles with tax credits and everything, and then the country is woefully underprepared to support them once they're on the road. So, you know, I guess I see the logic behind it, but I have no explanation for that one.
Yeah, well, I don't think many of us do, but there you go. Well, when we come back, we will be road testing some very cool vehicles. Chris will be road testing the 2025 Infiniti QX80, a large sport utility vehicle from that luxury manufacturer. And I'll be road testing the 2024 Volkswagen ID4 Pro S. So stay with us for that, and we'll have a lot more coming up right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Muirathak. We're so glad you're with us right here on America on the Road. It is road test time, and we have some fascinating road test vehicles. I haven't road tested an Infiniti in quite some time. You were at the wheel of one of their flagships, I think, Chris. Tell us about it.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us right here on America on the Road. It is road test time, and we have some fascinating road test vehicles. I haven't road tested an Infiniti in quite some time. You were at the wheel of one of their flagships, I think, Chris. Tell us about it.
I was, Jack. It's a 2025 QX80. It's in a new generation for the model year, so when it arrives, it's not quite on sale yet, I don't believe. It's completely redesigned. It still looks very similar to the old model. When was the last time you drove a QX80, and what did you think of it?
Boy, it's probably several years ago. I think it's one of those sleepers, I think, in the luxury segments. Probably pretty easy to buy and get a discount on. And I think it does a lot of things right.
Yeah, you know, Nissan and Infiniti are both kind of under the radar right now. I think they've got some work to do, but this vehicle starts at around $84,500 for the base pure model. I tested the range-topping Autograph, Jack, and it's $112,600 plus a few options and destination. So absolutely not what I would consider to be an affordable SUV, but you do get quite a bit for the money. Now, with this generational update, Infiniti dropped the V8 from the old model, so you don't get the beefy, naturally aspirated sound anymore. But you do get a twin turbocharged 3.5 liter V6 with 450 horsepower and 516 pounds of torque. So you definitely didn't lose much of anything here other than the V8 sound. My vehicle had a four-wheel drive, not all-wheel drive, and a 9-speed automatic transmission. And the interesting thing for me here, Jack, and I know you own a full-size Chevy SUV, this vehicle can tow 8,500 pounds when it's equipped with the tow hitch or the package, which is pretty stout for such a luxurious vehicle. Do you or have you done a lot of towing with your Chevy?
Not very much. I don't really have anything to tow, but I think I could tow quite a bit with it. I have put a bicycle rack into the tow hitch receiver, and that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's a pretty stout number, as I said, for this SUV. So you could definitely get away with pulling a small boat or a box trailer or something like that. And the large SUV, it's a very large SUV, three rows. It handles pretty well. It's got a smooth ride, and it doesn't feel very truck-like, even though it's body on frame. So you're not feeling jittery or, you know, there's not a lot of crashing and things like that. I really like the steering and the brake feel in this vehicle. I mean, it's a large, not very well-performing SUV, but there's decent steering feel, and the brakes feel very solid. So I think that, you know, even though it is so large, you're not going to feel like you're kind of being pulled around by it. You feel in control. Despite going to a smaller engine, Jack, this vehicle still doesn't do very well on the fuel economy front, only getting about 16 mpg in the city and 19 on the highway. And that's poor in its segment. So the other vehicles, many other vehicles in the segment beat it pretty handily on fuel economy. Depending on how you set it up, if you get second row captain's chairs, you can seat 7 people. If you get a bench seat in the second row, you can seat 8. Mine had the captain's chairs, which, as we've talked about many times, I enjoy with children. You just have more space between them, and and you also have easier access to the third row seat. The base pure trim comes with synthetic leather. You get heated and powered, power adjustable front seats and memory settings. My range topping model had semi-aniline leather, really nicely stitched diamond pattern, really gorgeous leather in this vehicle. You get heated and ventilated front seats with massage features and heated second and third row seats. So everybody in the house can have a warm rear.
Which is nice in Maine, I imagine, huh?
Oh, yeah, even though it's, you know, we're still in the 70s now, so no need for it just yet. There's plenty of room in this vehicle, Jack. You know, I've said the word large and imposing, you know, to describe it a few times now, but that really does equate to a lot of interior space. The front seats are very wide, they're deep, they're extremely well padded, and I could almost stretch out, even in my driving position, almost extend my legs all the way. Second row seat is very much the same. The kids have tons of room back there, even with my seat pushed back. You know, we haven't talked about my height in a while, but at 6 feet, you know, I have to push the seat back a little bit, and they still have plenty of room. On the tech front, I enjoy Nissan and Infiniti's infotainment software. Jack, what do you think about it compared to Toyota, Honda, some of the major competitors?
I think Infiniti and Nissan, by extension, has done a good job with their infotainment systems. They're not particularly flashy, but I think they're pretty easy to use. And I think that is key, especially when you're driving a vehicle, that it not be very complicated.
Yeah, one of the things I really enjoy about it, and I'm actually testing the Nissan Z this week, is the resolution of their display screens seems stronger, higher than others. And what that is it really does look like you're looking at a laptop screen. It's just such a high quality image. But the QX80 comes with dual touchscreens, so you get a 14.3-inch upper display and a 9-inch lower display, and also a 14.3-inch gauge cluster. You also get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Amazon Alexa functionality, Google navigation. And the range topping model came with a 24-speaker Klipsch audio system. And I have to tell you, Jack, that with the volume up a little bit, you can hear this thing coming down the road. It sounds fantastic. It's extremely loud, so no complaints there. And then on the safety front, you get a full suite of safety equipment here with blind spot monitoring, forward collision alerts, and all the rest. So, you know, I think even though it's kind of an also-ran in the segment, you know, Infiniti is not quite as popular as some others, and the price is a little high. This is a very nice SUV, Jack, and I think that it would be good for people who like the brand, and especially if you need to haul people in gear.
Yeah, cool car, and I bet you could get a discount if you play your cards right and go to the Infiniti dealer. I was driving the 2024 Volkswagen ID.4 Pro S, one of the latest versions of the Volkswagen ID.4. Of course, it's an electric SUV. It's built in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Volkswagen has committed a whole bunch to building electric vehicles, and including this plant in Chattanooga that I visited several years ago. This is a vehicle that's about the same size as a Volkswagen Tiguan, or maybe even more familiar to you, a Honda CR-V or something like that. So about a compact SUV. Pretty roomy, though, because it makes use of the electric drivetrain to make the interior a little more roomy than the typical gas-powered vehicle of the same size would be. I think it's a good-looking vehicle. I think it still looks good, even though it's been on the market for quite a while now. They've done some improvements to the vehicle, and the rear-drive models, including the one I drove, now offer up to 291 miles of range on a charge, so that's good. They've also upgraded the infotainment display. Everybody's doing that, putting in bigger screens, and this now has a 12.9-inch infotainment screen. It also has a lot of stuff buried in the screen, so you use the screen a lot. Prices range from about $42,000 up well over $55,000 if you equip it fairly well. They've up the DC fast charging ability of the Pro models, so I like that. The base model has 201 horsepower, has a single rear-mounted motor. The vehicle I had has a single rear-mounted motor, but it has 282 horsepower, so I like that. And not super fast, but not slow, kind of maybe 5 seconds or so, 0 to 60 in that range. Certainly enough pep, I think, for this. It gets pretty good fuel economy. I think 113 MPGE, miles per gallon equivalent, which is a good number, and a lot of safety equipment, too. The vehicle I had, as I mentioned, had 282 horsepower rear drive. The range I talked about, 20-inch alloy wheels. Give me your take. I don't know that you've driven an ID.4, but you've certainly seen a few. What's your take overall on what Volkswagen's doing here?
Yeah, I agree with you on the styling. I think it looks great. I think the interior is premium. It looks nice inside, and Volkswagen does pretty well with using nice materials. One thing I did want to ask you, Jack, if you know, was your test vehicle built in Chattanooga, or is it still a German or foreign-built vehicle?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I have the Monroney here. If I had my reading glasses, I could probably determine where it was built, but I'm not certain. My guess is it was built in Chattanooga, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
So I'll check back, and we can report that on the next show. But it has a lot of cool stuff in it. It has dual automatic climate control. It has an air filter, of course. I think most things are going to have air filters. It has steering wheel controls, a heated steering wheel, tilt and telescoping steering column, heated and ventilated seats. You know, the Pro version, the Pro S version, is pretty well equipped. The price it's tested was about $52,000. So that's a lot of money for a vehicle that's the same size as a CR-V. It has leatherette seating surfaces as opposed to leather seating. Here's one of the things that, you know, kind of bugs a little bit, and I don't know why they did this. And mostly I like this car, so don't get me wrong, but this is the bug to me. Instead of having four discrete window switches for the driver, it has two window switches and another switch where you toggle it back and forth between front and rear. And I absolutely do not see the logic in that whatsoever. I kept rolling down the rear window as opposed to my window whenever. And it's just like, well, why is this? This is you save a button. Okay. And you end up, upsetting the driver all the time and making him feel stupid. And I feel stupid enough without having the window switches rub it in my face. What's your take on that?
Yeah, there's no need to reinvent the wheel every single time you create a new vehicle. We've talked about this with gear shift levers and buttons and things, and it's just another step of distraction, right? You got to stop and think about which window you're rolling down instead of just instinctively grabbing the correct button to do it.
Right. I mean, the other thing that's a bit disconcerting is it doesn't have an on and off switch. It doesn't have a start button. It begins to operate when it senses you're sitting in the seat, and then when you get out of the seat and get out of the vehicle, it turns off. But I'm never quite convinced that it knows that I'm either in or I'm out. You know, So that's a kind of a little weird situation, too. This is a very likable vehicle. I think prices of all electrics are pretty high, but this is a pretty good vehicle to take a look at, I think, if you're looking for a vehicle of that size. A lot to like about it.
I agree.
When we come back, we will have a special guest. His name is Mike Weller. He is the brand manager of the Ford Bronco Sport, and he knows more about the Ford Bronco Sport for 2025 than anybody I can think of, so we'll be speaking with him about that. Stay with us for that, and we'll be right back. And that was our interview with Ford's Mike Weller. He's the brand manager for the Ford Bronco Sport. Our thanks to him for joining us. Our thanks to Ford for the opportunity to get a very early drive of that Ford Bronco Sport for 2025, and we'll tell you all about.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites, with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you. We are outside Knoxville, Tennessee, in the beautiful Smoky Mountains at the newest of the Bronco Rodeo sites with Mike Weller of Ford, Bronco brand manager, Bronco Sport brand manager. A lot to talk about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, where do you want to begin? What do you think is the most important feature of the 2025 that you're presenting to people today?
Yeah, the exciting news, of course, is the Sasquatch package now available on Bronco Sport. We made it available on the Badlands and the Outer Banks models. The thing is incredible. We've had it on Bronco and people love it, and we've adapted that and brought that capability to Bronco Sport, and it is the real deal. It's
I awesome. Think what you found was when you launched Bronco Sport, certainly a major success for Ford Motor Company, both the Broncos actually, but Bronco Sport maybe doesn't get the acclaim that the Bronco does in terms of being a success, but a very big success for Ford. You found that those buyers wanted more capability, yeah. right? And so that's in response, you're doing that.
Exactly. Yeah, the Badlands model was already second to none in the segment. But our customers, we spent a lot of time with them. We went off-roading with them. We went camping with them. And they demanded more. So we dialed it up. Not just a capability upgrade from a suspension and other aspects, but we also dialed up the durability and the toughness with things like underbody protection.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because there's a lot of profilers, I think, in mm-hmm. this segment. You know, the compact utility segment is a major segment. I think it's the hottest selling segment in the entire market. There's a lot of vehicles that would like to look like they go off-road, but don't necessarily have the chops.
Yep.
Walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, everything we developed is the real deal. We've got steel-plated bumpers meant to be a robust contact point for off-roading, steel bash plates, steel everything under body. So it's the real deal. And then we've got casted recovery points for the inevitable instance where you're stuck somewhere. We've all been there. So it's all robust, intentional, and absolutely intended for the customer to, mm-hmm. to take this thing off-road.
Walk us through some of the features of the Sasquatch package.
Yeah. Frankly, it starts with your connection to the ground. Mm-hmm. So we brought Goodyear all-terrain tires, the Goodyear Territory that was built on the Bronco Sasquatch. We brought that to the Bronco Sport. So we've got 29-inch Goodyear tires. They're the largest in the class. And those are really aggressive and actually intentionally designed for fast driving off-road. So it's a lot of fun.
Right. And can be deflated and, okay for that.
And you've got aggressive tread on the outer wall of the tire. So mm-hmm. when you deflate a little bit, you maintain a lot of grip. So mm-hmm. Really awesome tires. Sasquatch also adds, as I mentioned, the recovery points. You got one on each side of the vehicle, D-ring in the rear and casted up front. And speaking of up front, mm-hmm. bolted to the recovery hooks is a brush guard. So that'll protect your front grille. And again, it's steel. It's not going anywhere. And it's a really awesome feature.
I mean, a lot of your off-roading kind of customers demanded steel up front, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep, that's what they need. They need the actual protection because, frankly, with Bronco Sport, a lot of our customers, or most of our customers, really, this is their daily driver. Mm-hmm. They need it to go to and from work, take their kids to school, go get groceries, but they absolutely love being outdoors and going off-road. So they need to have that confidence that they can take it off-road, have a ton of fun, but it not go out of service during the week.
Right, right. And that it works well as that. I mean, it's inexpensive to buy. I think it's pretty inexpensive to own. Good fuel economy, for example. Doesn't beat you up day to day as you're commuting in this vehicle. You can use it as a day to day vehicle with a great deal of utility and then go off road. So it's a great situation, isn't it?
And speaking of that day to day use case, we also standardized a ton of technology in the vehicle and made a lot of upgrades. So we now got a class leading 13.2 inch center screen that brings Sync 4. Sync 4 brings wireless CarPlay and Android Auto. We've now added a standard wireless charging pad, and we've also standardized our assisted driver technology. So Ford Co-Pilot 360 Assist Plus, which has things like adaptive cruise control with lane centering and even stop and go, that's standard. Blind spot monitoring. So we made the day-to-day drive during the week, like I mentioned, a lot more pleasing, and then we dialed it up for the off-road.
Big digital display, driver instrumentation. I mean, like a luxury vehicle, you'd pay extra for, you know, something like a 13, I think it's 13.2 inch or something like that, digital instrument display. Big screen infotainment with Sync 4 that works really, really well. So your day-to-day is covered. I mean, I am reviewing infotainment systems as much as I'm reviewing powertrains these days when I'm talking about vehicles. But let's talk a little bit about powertrains in this vehicle.
So our powertrains are carryover from the offering from 2024. So we have the 1.5-liter engine, which is available on everything other than the Badlands. And then your Badlands gets the 2-liter engine.
And horsepower and torque, give me kind of ballpark figures.
We're 238 in the 2-liter and 180 on the on the 1.5. I want to check back on torque. I don't want to give you wrong numbers.
Goat modes. You kind of upgraded that whole situation, right?
So I think one of the ones that'll stand out to a lot of people. So we've got five goat modes in all of our vehicles, but Badlands. Badlands has seven. But one of the changes to those five was we now have an off-road mode. In 2024, that mode was called Sand. Off-road makes it a more expands where you can.
It's ecumenical. It's any kind of off-roading. And the vehicle kind of senses what it needs to do, right? And and adapts that way.
It upgrades the throttle response, the brake response, the gear ratios, and a lot of other things. So off-road mode's really great. And then with Badlands, I mentioned there's seven, so the two additional are our new rally mode, which we're super excited about, and then rock crawl mode.
And the rally modes for going fast on sand and that kind of thing, kind of maybe Western Desert. I guess there's sand running in other areas too, but that kind of primarily that.
Badlands Sasquatch feels most at home ripping it over sand dunes. We even have an upgraded 850-watt cooling fan, as well as other coolings throughout the suspension and other parts of the vehicle. So it's meant for that hot, high-speed running over sand.
And it is hot. It can be hot.
It's a ton of fun.
It's super, super fun. What are some of the features you really like about this vehicle? Something that's important to you, maybe in your day-to-day life, you run into, you know, that you just feel, wow, this is really pretty good.
I think one of the really creative features that was added was fender tie-downs on either side of the vehicle. So for my day-to-day, my wife and I have a paddle board. Right now with our 24 Sport, we lower the rear seats, we open up the flip
stand-up
gas.
Paddle board?
Yeah,
love them.
And in order to carry it, it sticks out the back of our vehicle. Now with these fender tie-downs that are integrated within within the side of the vehicle, we can secure it on the top of our vehicle. Those straps go off to the sides so they're not within my field of view, and they're not going to rub on the paint.
And they're not rubbing on the paint.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Right.
I mean, I've had little sailboats and canoes all my life, and now stand-up paddleboards too. And that's important, you know, just to avoid that lines in your sight line or ropes in your sight line and other things. It's a great feature. And it's really well integrated, too, I think.
Genius feature, and absolute shout-out to the team that developed it because it was really cool.
Great,
really smart
stuff. Describe to me how the Bronco Sport customer differs from the Bronco customer, because I think there's probably significant differences and then some similarities.
Yeah, you know, definitely some different use cases. I like to say if the Bronco Sport can clear it from a ground clearance standpoint, it'll take on that obstacle. So with Bronco, you get the higher ground clearance, among other things. So we definitely see full-size Bronco customers off-roading even more than we see our Bronco Sport customers. And our Bronco Sport customers are really driving off-road. We also have half of our Bronco Sport buyers are female. And that's a great...
I wondered about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah.
We have a lot of... we're reaching a great audience with our Bronco Sports. And that's, I think, one of the differences between the vehicles is just who we're reaching. And
are you finding that they're loving off-roading? They're probably getting into off-roading and doing that?
Yeah. I wish people would more. I think one of the tools to help people get more confidence in doing that is going to our Bronco Off-Rodeo. We're at our fifth location now.
Right.
It's free for Bronco Sport buyers as well as it is for Bronco. So the full-day experience, you use our vehicles, not your own. You have expert trail guides to coach you the whole way, and we have people coming out of that with absolute confidence that they can use their vehicle as it's intended.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is a sport that seems daunting, perhaps, if you haven't done it, but once you're doing it with experts, and I really recommend doing it with experts to begin with, so the rodeo is the perfect place to get that expertise, then you feel much more comfortable about it, and it's not nuclear science. There's physics in it. Yeah. There's geometry in it. All of those sciences. But at the same time, it's just so much fun as well.
It is a ton of fun.
You have these locations kind of not all over the country, right?
Yes. Rodeos. We've got, this will be our fifth location. We've got one in New Hampshire, one in Austin, Texas, one outside of Las Vegas, and then Moab, Utah. Yeah. So now we're within 500 miles of 80% of our buyers, so it's really, really accessible.
Right. And you're opening this up to non-Bronco owners, too, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. That was a new introduction in the fourth quarter of 2024, where we introduced the half-day experience. Anyone can go through that experience. It's about a four-hour experience, pay-as-you-go.
Driving somebody else's vehicle off-road, the way to start.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, risk-free. Yeah. Can't beat it.
So, and I think it's a great marketing move for Ford and for Bronco itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an experience that no one can touch us with. It's great.
Absolutely. And it's taking some investment, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, these facilities don't come out of thin air, do they?
It's worth it, though, because customers that are going are remaining loyal to the Ford brand because they're really getting the most out of their vehicle.
Right.
We see accessory purchases. We see people who bring guests are actually buying vehicles. So the investment's definitely worthwhile.
Those of you associated with the Bronco brand, both Sport and full-size Bronco, have got to be gratified with what's happening with this vehicle. I mean, I was telling somebody on this trip, I mean, Bronco really is kind of the last bastion of domestics in my neighborhood in Southern California, right? I mean, I'm seeing a lot of Broncos and Bronco Sports, almost no other domestic vehicles from any manufacturer. And it's because this really resonates in a way that other vehicles don't.
I love to hear that. I think we appeal to a lot of different people because we have something for everyone. We've got a four-door Bronco, a two-door Bronco, a Bronco Sport, Sasquatch, the Black Diamond package available on Big Bend. So we really have something for everyone. So the Bronco family as a whole with our three vehicles is a really great brand for
us. And Bronco Sport, very accessible. I think you can get into one for less than $30,000. There's some damn few vehicles of any type available for $30,000 or less than $30,000 these days.
Yeah.
Lot less one with kind of presence and a cool factor that you won't find in pretty much the other vehicles, right?
And don't forget all of the stuff that we've standardized, right? It's that price point with the content you're getting, I think, is really unbeatable.
Yeah, terrific. Terrific. Well, thanks for inviting me here. Thanks for standing and talking with me
absolutely.
About that.
I'd love
right
to do it.
This wonderful Bronco Sport. And Mike Weller, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Fun product to work on. Glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And that was our interview with Ford's Mike Weller. He's the brand manager for the Ford Bronco Sport. Our thanks to him for joining us. Our thanks to Ford for the opportunity to get a very early drive of that Ford Bronco Sport for 2025. And we'll tell you all about that next week. So join us next week for that review. And we're so glad you're with us. Thanks so much for joining us on America on the Road. We do appreciate it. And if you like the show, please pass it along to somebody who might also like the show. We'd love to have that and help the show grow. And that'll help us overall. So we'd appreciate that very much.
And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here with more of America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jackie Radback with you, and it is question and answer time, our final segment of the day. If you have a listener question, send it to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Here's a question we have for you, Chris. This is from Lonnie in Joliet, Illinois. Lonnie says this: I'm confused about hybrids. It seems like there are various types: plug-in hybrid, mild hybrid, just plain hybrid. Can you clarify what they are and tell me which one is best?
Well, as with so many things in life, which one is best depends on a lot of factors, including how you drive, where you need to travel, and those sorts of things. But getting back to the original question, the three main types of hybrids, you get the mild hybrid, the full hybrid, and the plug-in. The mild hybrid is sort of the least of all three of these. It's not like a regular hybrid. You can't travel on battery power alone. It's usually like a 48-volt electric system. It helps power things like the air conditioner and things like that. It'll also let the engine shut off, and you can coast a little bit if you're not under heavy load. What you will see, and you probably have seen this too, Jack, is that automakers have started using these mild hybrids to boost performance, like Mercedes adds this to some AMG cars and things like that. Full hybrids have a little bit larger battery, probably a more powerful motor, and they're capable of traveling on battery power alone at low speeds for very limited periods of time. That helps them deliver better in-town fuel economy, but you don't see those benefits on the highway. Plug-in hybrids, as the name suggests, have to be plugged in to recharge the battery, but they do typically offer between like 20 to 40 some odd miles of electric-only range, which for some people would mean going without gas for extended periods, especially if you don't have a long commute. The downside to that is they're heavier. So if you don't charge the vehicle, you're lugging around all those extra components, and they're usually more expensive than regular hybrids.
If you like our show, please pass it along. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you listen to America on the Road. Get them up early to listen to it. And you can get it as podcast too, can't you, Chris?
You can, Jack. A quick Google search for America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the others. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out quite a bit, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Our thanks to the Sports Byline Network for carrying America on the Road. Those stations are terrific, and we love partnering with them to bring America on the Road to you. And most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We appreciate the fact that you've been with us, and we hope you'll join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.